She was the MVP in year one, Erin Phillips, and she's right at the helm of the Crows, having roared into form last week with three goals off her own boot in the Crows' big win over Geelong. Erin, welcome back to SEN.
G'day, Jared. Thanks for having me.
How important is Saturday night in the scheme of this season?
Yeah, I mean, how important is every game when you really look at it? Yeah, but especially obviously this week, Freo, who are playing absolutely fantastic footy and are right up there as well. So it's going to be a hot, humid one up in Darwin, but looking forward to it.
How acutely aware are you of what is happening in Conference A?
Look, it's not something we try to really focus on. I mean, I've had experiences in the WNBA in my professional basketball career with conferences. So, you know, I've been across both the, I guess, the good and the bad. But look, it is the way it is. And for us, it's, you know, we just got to keep winning and hopefully, hopefully take care of business. So, you know, we can be there at the end.
What are the peculiarities you've experienced in the NBA? In the WNBA, sorry.
Well, you know, the WNBA, they started off with the conference system, East and West, and then the West started to get really, really strong. And so they opened it up. And funny enough, last year there was an East and a West team in the final. So even opening it up, it ended up going back to, you know, almost being conferences again. But look, like, sports a funny game and anything can happen. So, like, even with conferences or without, you never know. It's just sometimes it can be just who's that good on the day. So
is it sheer bad luck that it looks the way that it does at the moment?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, it's hard to predict. It's hard for anyone to predict who's going to, you know, finish well and even to be able to split those conferences in the beginning. That was always going to be really, a tough gig to do. But, if you take care of your own business, you know, you shouldn't have to really worry about it too much if you're winning. That shouldn't really be an issue for teams. But and that's kind of our focus is, you know, we're always open as a club for different kinds of, innovative ideas with the league and obviously like that. But I think it's just it's just kind of interesting how it worked out, and I don't think no one planned for it to work out how it is.
What are your impressions of the competition through three rounds of year three?
Awesome. I mean, I think the right across the board, the skill level of the girls has gone way up. I mean, I think people agree that the more goals being kicked around has been fantastic. Huge feedback of what I got is they love the more goals being kicked. So I think that's credit to the girls being able to execute game plans put in and with the limited time that we do have together. But I think it's just, like I said, you know, from day one, this league's going to keep growing and growing, and the girls are going to get better and better. And playing Geelong last week, who are a young team, just seeing some of their young players and up against them, they're the future of the game, and it's just looking fantastic.
Have you found that your team is able to do more than say in year one when you were the champions?
We've just developed like all the other teams. You know, year one, I think Bec Goddard did a fantastic job of just keeping footy really simple. It was a lot of expectation and different pressure and unknowns of the league and how would it go. And I think now in year three, the girls right across the board are learning more. They're implementing more and more into game plans and executing. So I think the growth from year one to year three is just unquestionable.
What are you seeing in your own team? It was such a narrow loss in round one, and then you really did look at the peak of your powers last weekend.
Yeah, look, I thought round one we played really well. We just didn't score goals. I mean, we had 11 behinds, and I think, you know, you couldn't kick 11 behinds again if you tried. We were really disappointed, obviously not getting the win, but I think it didn't really change us the way how we played, or we stayed the course. And the very next week we played a great game against Carlton, And then I thought probably that's one of the best games I've ever seen us as a team play in the 3 years against Geelong. So, yeah, really excited for our girls in particular, how they've come. And that's just a credit to their pre-season. They've put in some unbelievable hard yards and, it's paying off.
Do you... have you seen much of Fremantle? And they seem to be playing maybe an electrifying brand that hasn't been seen in this competition yet.
Yeah, look, we played them in pre-season up in Darwin, so we had a good look at them. But, they're playing such direct, fast footy. I think that's going to be a big challenge is for us to, keep the pressure on and not let them get out and play as quickly as they do. But they look fantastic and... yeah, it's going to be a great game up there Saturday night.
And your own form, Erin, how do you judge where you are against where you've been in the past and the footy that you'd like to be playing? Because it looked pretty good on the weekend.
Yeah, look, obviously it helps not having any injuries, and we've been really enjoying it. Last year was a disaster for me, but look, I think personally I'm happy. I'm just enjoying my footy. I mean, it's only 7 games plus finals, so you just go out there and, give it all you got. But happy just to be feeling good and not carrying any injuries for once.
Yes, you mentioned last year was just so disappointing. So what had you set yourself for coming into this season?
Honestly, I don't put any specific individual goals on myself other than just come in and, impact and influence the game as much as I can and enjoy it. I'm not the youngest player running around the field, so I kind of just embrace every season and I just feel absolutely privileged to be part of it. I speak to so many older women that miss the boat, so basically every time I get on the field, Jared, it's just is absolute love and passion for the game and just to win as many as I can for the Adelaide Crows.
Good on you, Erin. We'd all wish you the very best of luck, and this is one of those games that will tell us so much. So good luck for what's to come Saturday night.
No, absolutely. Thanks for having me.